My friends, make no mistake about it. The message of Fatima is all about penance and sacrifice. You can feel it while you're there. You could feel it in the way the place is designed, the color, the chapel, the way the Blessed Mother is, the particular flavor of the environment. It's sharp, it's cutting, like it's demanding something from you, something more. And when we sacrifice and when we make penance, we become like God, because God is love, but a specific flavor of it, which is where all the confusion that we see in our world is. He's sacrificial love. That's divine love, love that offers itself even if it kills you. We see this in the spokesperson of the two little saints, the youngest saints in the church, and maybe that's a pretty appropriate, St. Francisco and St. Jacinta. I have two of their statues right here. The statue of St. Jacinta, by the way, was kissed by her niece, whose also name is Jacinta. I asked her that because I told her, this will be the closest I can get to Jacinta kissing it. They died within a year or two of the apparitions and all the messages because of how much sacrifices they made. Francisco dying of the flu at the time, and he offered that sacrifice, and Jacinta dying of it. It even was the case that blood came from her eyes. We see that in the movie The 13th Day. That was something that could happen to people that died of that. And she offered one of her final sacrifices, dying alone. Can you imagine? I think she was 9 or 10 when she died, dying alone as a young child without your family that loves you. Well, we experienced that in my family. My wife was reading from this great book called Calls, The Calls of Fatima, a book by Sister Lucia, where it talked about penance and sacrifice. And she told God, maybe I need to do some of this. Would you mind sending me some penance or some sacrifices to offer on behalf of sinners? And on the last day of our pilgrimage, as we were on the plane, about 3 hours into the plane flight, she began getting some abdominal pains. We thought it was like some sort of bacterial thing because we had gotten some food poisoning earlier in the week. And so we took some Cipro. The pain subsided a little bit, but not too much. She kept hurting that night. We went to the ER the following day, and it was appendicitis. Now, she's someone that has had no surgeries in her abdomen her whole life. The only other surgeries that she's had have all been elective or due to an accident, nothing having to do with something just happening in her body. So to me, it's no coincidence that it just happened on the last day of our pilgrimage that God gave her the penance that she asked for. She had surgery, it went well, but she's been in a lot of pain. So she's offering that for sinners. She's offering that for those that will be receiving the Fatima water. She's offering that as part of her spiritual growth. And so we should not be deceived into getting stuck with wondering what the secret of Fatima is, or if it was the real Lucia or not. You know, those are all honestly just things we Americans get caught up into, these things because of the media. That's not important. Don't let yourself get distracted by such silly things. What really matters is penance and sacrifice. And in these last 2 weeks of Lent, what a great time for us to take up this message. So ask Saint Jacinta, who offered so many penances to save sinners from hell, something that troubled her so much. Or ask Saint Francisco, who offered so many sacrifices to the dear and beautiful God that he wanted to console. Do those things. Console God. Save sinners. Live out your faith. Really live it. The message of Fatima is like none other. My friends, God bless you. Have courage to take this message up. Live your faith instead. Live a sacrificial faith. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.